AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Three high school students are dead after a fellow student opened fire today in Oxford Township, Michigan. Police say two teenage girls and a boy were killed, eight people wounded, but the gunman isn't saying what happened. More from our Tim McGuire.
Police say a student opened fire and then surrendered shortly after officers arrived. Robin Redding says her son, a senior, and several other students stayed home after hearing threats of a shooting being planned.
He was not at school today. He just said that, I don't feel comfortable. None of the kids that we go to school with are going today.
School officials posted two letters to parents on the school website earlier this month. President Biden reacts to the shooting.
My heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld California's ban on high-capacity magazines. It was a split decision, though, and could be headed for the U.S. Supreme Court. A panel of medical advisors to the FDA has just given a first approval to a new at-home drug for treating COVID-19. The only method now is IV therapy in a facility. But advisor Dr. David Hardy says he's not convinced.
With no data saying that it works with new variants, I think we really have to be careful about saying that this is the way to go.
The FDA will likely approve Merck's drug given this afternoon's endorsement. The U.S. has increased its tracking of COVID virus variants and feels so far the new variant has not yet arrived in the United States. The White House says vaccine makers are so far optimistic that their products will hold up against the new variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines and boosters are important right now.
And we are hoping, and I think with good reason, to feel good that there will be some degree of protection.
Stocks skid again, the Dow down nearly 700, a news the Fed may halt bond purchases. This is AP News. Consumer confidence continues to fall.
U.S. consumer confidence fell to a 9-month low this month. That's according to the Conference Board, which says its consumer confidence index dropped about 2 points to its lowest reading since February. The Conference Board says that concerns about rising prices and, to a lesser degree, lingering worries about the Delta variant were the primary drivers of the decline. There was an even larger drop this week at the University of Michigan's gauge of consumer sentiment, which fell in November to a decade low. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police say that the man accused of accidentally firing a gun in his bag at Atlanta's main airport has turned himself in. 42-year-old Kenny Wells was at a security checkpoint November 20th when his bag was pulled aside for a secondary check. He lunged and grabbed a gun inside, which caused it to fire. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.